Well, I guess you've gotten our tape by now, the one that Clyde, Janet, and I made in Opal and Fiona about all the spook stuff. Even though today is Halloween, I don't guess I'll make any hoo noises on this tape. I just got home and got your tape. You didn't tell me the date that you'd made it, but just this last tape. So it sure inspired me to just go ahead and fix this one up for you right now. Oh, I'm not mad about that you can't think of anything that you want for Christmas, but I just really want you know, if you think of something, don't think I'll think you're stupid for telling me. Could you use a popcorn popper or anything like that? I figured you probably had a hot plate, and that was the reason that you could use those popcorn things, so you just let me know whatever there is. And you'll get your candy and that stuff, and I don't know about the nuts. You're pretty nutty already. You may not need any. No, I'm going home this weekend, and I'm going to get some things made that I can go ahead and make up early, and because I have to get the box off to you pretty early, so I do hope that the candy will still be pretty good. Your birthday box you should get after you get back from Hong Kong. I just wanted to go ahead and send it so bad, but I just made myself wait. And you talk about a surprise. That'll be the biggest surprise you'll ever get. No, but I want you to sit down and make me a tape as soon as you open it, okay? And tell me what you think about what's in it. You got a promise now, because we're all waiting. All of Abilene's waiting. No, not all of Abilene, but I sure do want to know, and your folks are going to want to know, too, what you think. So be sure and let me know. And to your smarty remarks about the Fiona guys, no wonder they lost. They're so puny they got sick. And I'd like to match you up against the Bobcats just any day. That's the only thing that I can see that we can't get along after we're married, because I don't know if I'm sure not about to give up my Bobcats, and I doubt that you'll give up the Fiona Chiefs. Oh well, maybe they can get together sometime. I thought I went ahead and told you about those burglars that got into the school. It was real funny. I think maybe I told you this, but I'll go ahead and tell you again, because you didn't sound like you knew on your tape. But they did catch who did it, and it was an uncle or a cousin of one of the boys that's in the sixth grade. And so Mr. Whit, he's a sixth grade teacher, went down there and asked him about it. And he said, "Johnny," he said, "didn't you know? Did you know anything about this?" And Johnny said, "Sure, I knew about it. They told me they were going to do it." And Mr. Whit said, "Well, why didn't you tell us?" And he said, "Well," he said, "they're always planning to rob something. I just didn't ever think they'd go ahead and do it." And what they did. Well, nothing of value in a school. Well, not in my room anyway, but no. There are tape recorders. They took a tape recorder and overhead projectors and listening stations. You know, those are earphones that you put in a record player that go together. And a speaker system, and two microphones that we use, you know, in the auditorium. And I believe that's all that they got, but it was a pretty good amount of equipment. And they got it back, some of it back, but it was damaged and everything. So, and they really did, when they broke into the closet up on the stage to get the microphones and the speaker system, well, they used a crowbar or something and just ruined the door, prying it open. So they were just high school boys. It just hardly, well, I just can't believe anybody could be that destructive, but I guess they are. I got a letter today from the guards, and I was just so glad to hear from them. And I thought I'd just go ahead and read it to you rather than send it to you. It doesn't matter, but I'll read you what they say. I think you'd enjoy hearing it. She said some real nice things, too, but I was just real glad to hear from them. I think they'd just gotten back from Newfoundland. She says, "Dear Kay, we were very pleased to hear from you, and I feel like I already know you since I have a picture of you in my wallet. Bet you didn't know that Gary had sent us one, but I did. We've just returned from, I guess it's Argentia, Newfoundland, after a month with Susan and Michael and our new granddaughter. It was sure hard to come home and leave them. We did enjoy her for a month, though. I thought we'd get there a week before she arrived, but she was ahead of us and came a week early. We arrived 2 minutes after she did, but we would have made it if we hadn't been grounded in Gander due to fog. I know you will enjoy your trip to Honolulu. I know you're looking forward to it. That will be a nice time to get away from the cold weather. There isn't much to tell you about our part of Florida. We do have lovely beaches, but it gets too cold in the winter to enjoy them. You have to go farther south for that. We have seen the east and west coast and even other beaches in Florida, and there is none to compare with the white sandy beach we have for 100 miles or so along the Gulf. They are much whiter and prettier than Padre Island, but you cannot drive on them. That's about all I can brag about around here. Of course, you know we have the Navy Training Command here and the aircraft carrier Lexington, which is used in the training command. I met Carolyn Carson last night. Gary had written us about them, but they arrived a few days after we left for Argentia. She seems to be doing fine, of course. It isn't the pleasantest situation while he is in AOC school. They can hardly be together. Well, Kay, I'll quit rambling on. I think you have made a wonderful choice, and I'm sure he has. I'm so happy for both of you. Hope to hear from you again, and am eagerly awaiting meeting you in person. Love, Cora and Earl Guard. I was just so glad to hear from them and to get their letter, and thought that it was sure a sweet letter, and it was so nice of them to write. I also got a letter from Janet today, and I'll read it to you if you promise not to say anything to her about it. Now, she just wrote me a card, and I don't know, she may not have wanted me to tell you what she said, but I don't know. Anyway, I'll read and tell you what she says. She says, "Dear Kay, we were so glad you could come, and do come back anytime you can. You're so good for Mother, and she needs you now when you can be together. Daddy isn't much help now. He's always gone, and he works so hard that he's almost impossible to get along with when he does come home. I think we're going to stay away from him for a month or so. Oh, well, all's well that ends well." And then she asked me if I saw about the sweatshirts for the kids. I had to laugh when she said that about her daddy, because while the insurance man was, I don't know if he told you, but he did buy an insurance policy, but he bought it in Chanel's name. And it's on him, but it's in Chanel's name. I didn't understand, but I'm sure that you will. And so he went ahead and got it, and he didn't tell anybody. And then that night, well, Janet and Clyde were there, and he came in and he said, "Janet, I want to talk to you before you go home." And Gary, it was so funny because she was really scared. And I think she thought, and Jake did too, that he was going to get her for letting Shay take dancing lessons, because Shay told the secret, I guess, you know. And even, you know, you said on that tape, you said, "Well, I won't," something about Shay's secret. And you said, "Well, I won't say any more about that." And Janet was sitting there and she heard it. And Jinx said she did never say a word about it. So she really doesn't want your mother to know or your daddy to know. And she was afraid that's what he was going to talk to her about, I think. Your mother said that Janet even took Shay over to Granny's house in her dancing costume so that your mother wouldn't see her. And Shay told your mother, she said, when she told her, your mother, about the surprise, she said, "I'll tell you, Jinxie, but you have to promise not to tell her something," and tell her your secret. And so your mother said, "Okay." And she said, "I'm taking dancing lessons." And your mother said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, Shay." And she said, Shay covered up her mouth, and she said, "Oh, Daddy said you'd be mad." So I guess they're having a good time anyway. That's just another thing to keep things going up there, because there's always something going in there. I was glad to know somebody called me your new fiancé. That kind of makes me wonder about your times in Florida. I had wondered before about them, but you made me feel better. But now, I don't know. You said something about Gordon Walling flirting. Well, he'd just die if he heard that on that tape. In fact, I think I may just go and take it over there and play that part for him, because he just can't stand girls. And his mother, well, he thinks that his sister and I are just about the best girls there are, but he doesn't think they're any more like us. And he's real funny about that, but he'd just die if he ever thought anybody thought he was flirting with a girl. And I really was glad to go with Gary Smith, and I hope I get another chance to. But I did tell you that he just acted kind of funny. I don't know, maybe he was just in a down mood or something, but I just hope things will work out. I haven't gotten my test back from my Monday night class, and I never did find my notes, Gary, so there's just no telling what I made on that test. I did study the book pretty good, pretty thoroughly, but have not heard anything. from her, and she said that she hadn't finished grading them. In fact, she hadn't even finished grading that first paper we turned in. So if she counts that paper pretty much, and I think I did pretty good on it, and if I did come down on this test, well, I think it'll just about even out. Miss Gilbert just came home, and her little dog Susie has gotten up on the bed with me. This is the first time, so maybe she's decided I'm a friend after all. You said on your tape you were talking about being sick, and you thought maybe the malaria pills might have caused it. Do you take one once a week? And is this supposed to, instead of a vaccination, I guess this is what they do. Do you take any other kind of pills or shots to against disease of any kind, or is this the only one? And is malaria really that widespread over there that you need this? Or encephalitis, it looks like. Well, I guess that's caused from the same thing. I don't know. But are there any other kinds of diseases that that the boys get sometimes? I'll be real anxious to hear about to see the pictures off your new camera. I know you're so glad to get it, and I guess it will be more of a challenge than using that Instamatic, but I just can't imagine why those pictures of the crash didn't turn out, because they were right in the middle of the roll. If they'd been at the end of the roll or at the beginning, it might have been different, but they were just right in the middle, and I just couldn't understand. And you're talking about eating shrimp. Well, it doesn't look like to me you all have it very bad over there. I don't even get shrimp here. Is it good, and is it fresh? What other kind of things do y'all eat besides? Well, somebody said their husband was coming home from Vietnam, and he wrote and told his wife, he said, there's just one thing I don't want to know. Is this Ottinger boy from, he's stationed in Da Nang, and when she met him in Honolulu, he said that there's just one thing he didn't want, and that was noodles.